I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's our buddy from the NFL Network, and he covers all things football, and he's a very, very smart guy. He's Andrew Siciliano. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
What does the missus think about your disdain for diamonds?
I guess that's very, very true, come to think of it. She actually likes them very much, so there you go. How are you, man?
I'm okay. I'm just a dude walking down the street in Denver.
Well, make sure you don't get punched by somebody walking down the street.
Yeah, what the? That was a Steelers fan, right?
I don't know. Had to be?
I mean,
maybe? Yes? No?
Do you have some kind of inside information?
No, I don't. I just assumed that's what it was when I first read the story. I mean, regardless, it's either somebody that was under the influence of some kind of mind-altering substance or just, you know, the bravest / dumbest person I've ever heard of. I mean, it's how would you, first of all, I mean, it's just unconscionable that anybody would do that to another human being. Second of all, to somebody of that size. I don't know what you're thinking.
Well, that leads us to our poll question today. Have you ever been punched in the face, Andrew Siciliano?
Have I ever been? I mean, I got in a fight in, you know, I think college once.
Ooh, tell us more. Tell us more.
No, there's nothing that exciting. I mean, I believe punches are thrown, but it's no one has ever connected.
Yeah, Poobah asked me that as well.
Well, have you ever been in a?
I don't recall ever being punched in the face. You know, a couple of little scraps when I was a kid. Maybe somebody, you know, maybe I got, you know, clipped there, but I don't remember punching me in the face.
I like to call that 10-2 around here, getting punched in the face.
My guess is Baskin's been punched in the face about 10 times.
I have not been punched in the face. I have thrown punches. I have.
You have punched in the face.
I have. No, I don't know that I've ever landed a punch
in the face.
I think
my question for you is, what did you do to clearly deserve it?
Because I'm sure he did.
Which time?
Okay. Exactly.
All right. On that note, is this offensive line that bad that six games into the season you need to be thinking about changing your left tackle and trying to pick up other guys and changing things up?
I mean,
up?
I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but I promise you this isn't a I told you so. But haven't I been saying this since May?
Well, I would have liked to have put more assets into it myself. I think John Dorsey thought he was covering himself by bringing in some guys who had played for other teams, you know, like Cush and Kendall Lamb. But
sure.
I don't think anybody's been steamrolling anybody on a defensive line. How about that?
I mean, listen, Greg Robinson is what he is. The idea that you could change him, I think, is, well, whatever. The Kevin Zeitler move, I am not one to sit here and throw shots at John Dorsey. There are people in New York that will tell you Zeitler was Olivier Vernon was probably going to be a salary cap casualty anyway. Now, just because the guy becomes a free agent doesn't mean he's going to come sign with your team. And, you know, obviously, if you want to do the deal, then do the deal. They decided that they had Austin Corbett in waiting, but that hasn't obviously worked out. And organizationally, I don't disagree with the decision that you draft a player with the 33rd overall pick, and then the next year you move out the high-priced veteran and move in your draft pick, because that's what good teams do, draft and, you know, eventually move in younger, cheaper players. It just didn't work. It didn't work. Now, are you going to go give up a first-round pick for Trent Williams, if not more than that for Trent Williams? I don't know. And you also have to consider, and in no way, I want to be very clear, am I calling the season lost? It is not in any way lost whatsoever. But at this point in the season, do you say, now we're willing to spend that first-round pick on Trent Williams? And I'm sure they might have been in the past, but the Redskins may not have wanted to listen. I don't know what to say, but the offensive line has been a bit of an issue. Yeah, It's not their only issue, clearly, but it is an issue. I mean, it wasn't the offensive line, one would argue, that put that ball off Hilliard's hands. It wasn't the offensive line that had Odell Beckham Jr. picked on one of the other interceptions. And it's not the offensive line that led to inexplicably DK Metcalf's game-winning dropped pass that Brady couldn't challenge because they didn't have a timeout.
I want to read something to you. I'm curious what you think of this from your expert analysis, our friend Mr. Siciliano. Here you go. Ready?
Sure. I sounded really negative there, by the way.
If you think that was negative, get ready for this one. You know, the way it's heading, there's no way you're going to have Kitchens back next year. In fact, there were some rumors when I was in the Browns pregame that he could have gotten fired after this game because they're going to be sitting at 2-5. That is from John Clayton, NFL. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't doubt John Clayton. I would say there's a difference between rumor and press box speculation over, you know, free meals before a game.
I said the same thing. I didn't talk about the food, but you're right.
We've all been in press boxes where you sit around and go, wow, can you imagine if they, whoever they is, the insert team here, can you imagine if they lose today and it goes really badly for this quarterback or that, right? Like, man, the trade deadline's 2 weeks away. Well, right, they got to buy next week. That's everyone's favorite is, well, they got to buy next week. So if it really goes poorly today for whomever and whatever, well, they've got to buy next week, you know? That means that, you know, why do coaches get fired on the way home from London? Well, they have a bye next week, right?
Or the bus ride back from Pittsburgh. That's happened before,
right, or
too.
The bus ride back from Pittsburgh. Or when it comes to USC and Lane Kiffin, hey, after you land at LAX, could we see you over here in the private aviation building before you get in your car? You know, that kind of thing. So I would it have absolutely stunned me? No, because the thought crossed my mind, but it crossed my mind as a fan, not as anyone with any information. So in reality, it would have stunned me, yes.
Andrew Siciliano joining us from the NFL Network, DirecTV's
Red Zone.
Honestly,
can I throw something else out?
Go.
I would have been, and this is, I stress, with zero organizational insight. This is me making this up. When you just do it from 35,000 feet and you look down and you say, well, maybe something's got to give between the head coach and the offensive coordinator. Now, I do not know of anything there. That is just me from 35,000 feet going, the offense isn't working as it should work. And it did work last year. What's different this year than last year? All right. Well, then do something about it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm making that up.
All right. With that thought in mind, and we were talking about this earlier, can your offensive line be absolutely horrendous and in need of major tinkering after six games if your running back is second in the NFL in rushing and doing a really nice job running the ball and your team appears to be a really good running team?
Yeah.
To me, you've got to at least be an average offensive line, Andrew, for that to happen.
That's not a bad point to make. It's not a bad point to make. Listen, guys, the crazy, and I've said this with the Rams too, you know, people think the sky is falling. If Greg Zuerlein hits a 48-yard field goal or whatever it was, all I know is it was a shorter kick than the one he made in New Orleans to send them to the Super Bowl last year. If he makes that kick in Seattle, their record looks a heck of a lot different.
Yeah.
And I'll say this about the Browns. If they call plays better against the Rams, maybe they're, you know, in the red zone, maybe their record looks a heck of a lot different. If the left tackle gets called for illegal motion after the DK Metcalf play, where it would have stopped the clock, I mean, you know, there are a million things that would have, could have, and should have given the Browns two more wins this year. They didn't get them. And much of that is self-inflicted. So I honestly do believe that if you cut down on the self-inflicted garbage, then they can turn things around. But Tom Brady has won 16 consecutive games at home. Moreover, it is his third winning streak of at least 15 games at home in his career.
So he's due to lose.
Right, of course.
Yeah, of course. That's what I thought you were saying, yes.
So I'm not saying they can't beat them, Of course, they can beat them. I guarantee you, and you tell me if I'm wrong, adding to everyone's angst because it's the bye and then those guys.
What are you hearing on Trent Williams? What was your thoughts when the rumors were flying two nights ago?
What were my thoughts? Well, considering Jalen Ramsey and Marcus Peters had just been moved, I thought, well, why not? I do think that if the Redskins were going to do something, this is now the time. I think if they had lost to the Dolphins, not that one win really matters in the grand scheme of things, then maybe they would have or should have done it. But Bruce Allen and Daniel Snyder are not – I don't want to use the word stubborn. I'll use this phrase. They are not known to simply fold. How about that? And I think this is more than – this is not just a team going, well, we have an asset. That guy doesn't want to show up. We have a lost season. Let's just move the asset. This is, I think, a personal stare down with a player who has made it known that he wants nothing to do with that organization. And that is much different than what we've seen with other players who just, you know, want a new contract and want to leave. I think with Trent Williams, it's a bit personal, and I'd be surprised if they just let him walk.
And at this point, though, they almost have – I don't think they have any reason to move him, but except for to cash in on something. You're right. I can't just see them letting him walk, but it's a weird situation. They fired their coach. They're clearly looking ahead. It's weird to me, which makes me think if John Dorsey's actually, as he said, we've had conversations. You want me to pass along a message? John's just kind of waiting it out to see when their price drops.
Well, yes, I would assume, but let's workshop this. What do you want to give up?
A second at the most. I'd prefer a third and a fifth.
Yeah, well, the third and a fifth ain't doing it.
Probably not.
I was just doing this for the Jalen Ramsey trade. If you go back to the 2016 first round, 10 of those 32 – that was quick. It was quick math. That might be 11, but at least 10 of those 32 from the first round, including Corey Coleman, are either on a different team or out of the league. 10 of the 32. And 2016 is not necessarily an outlier. The top of that draft, however, was fantastic. You know, Goff and Wentz and Elliott and Bosa, but the bottom of that first round was awful. So if understanding that your middle or late first round pick isn't worth much, or rather, you don't have as good a shot of getting a good player as you would in the first half of the draft, would you give up that pick if you knew that pick was in the 20s? I think most people would say yes. The issue is, the way the Browns' record is right now, they have to do some winning or that pick is in the top 12 to 15.
All right, so real quick, because we're going to let you go in a second, would you give up a first-round pick for him?
Would I give up a first-round pick for Trent Williams? No.
No. Would the Rams?
Would the Rams have?
Yeah.
No.
If it was a position of need. Yeah, if it was a position of need. Sorry.
Left tackle. Would the Rams?
Yeah.
Yes, because they think they're going to be picking in the 20s.
Yep. Okay.
And the Rams have a different mentality. The other thing is, look, Whitworth's probably in his last year, and they drafted Joe Noteboom to play left tackle. The issue is Joe Noteboom blew his ACL out and his MCL out this past year. Sunday.
Right.
Which means he may not be ready in time for week one next year, which may mean you need Trent Williams next year, too. So that's a different issue. So they likely would.
Oh, there goes the 2021 pick now. Okay, thanks, man.
Andrew, thank
Goodbye.
You, buddy.
He's a good man.
You can watch him on the NFL Network. You can watch him on DirecTV's Red Zone channel.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.